My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to use your digital marketing skills to climb the wealth ladder. So let me define what the wealth ladder is first, and then Neil and I are going to teach you how to climb this ladder, because both of us, we've climbed a ladder from our teenage years and our early 20s. So the wealth ladder, I would recommend you Google Nathan Barry. This is the CEO of ConvertKit. Nathan Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, wealth ladder. He's got a blog post on this and it's illustrated really well. Those of you that can see me on video right now, I'm going this way. This is the wealth ladder. And so the wealth ladder is basically thinking about how you need to build skills and eventually build a really big business. So at the very bottom of the ladder, you're building skills, you're building habits, and then you climb up the ladder a little bit. The way you climb up is you start to monetize those skills. So you can be working for someone hourly, or you can be working for someone full-time. And then climbing up a little more, you can just basically say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go start my own thing. I'm going to go hire some people. That's climbing up the wealth ladder. Eventually, you get all the way up the wealth ladder. You're building like marketplaces like eBay, Amazon, and all that. But you have to kind of level up into these different sections. And then Neil and I are basically going to talk about how you can use your digital marketing skills to climb up the wealth ladder. So Neil, if someone was starting out, what do you think they should do to start to get going to create income for themselves and then to even drive that income higher?
So there's a lot of things that you can end up doing, but really simple things that you can do to start generating more income is either affiliate programs. You can go out there and on your blog, just have lists for like the best conference calling solutions, the best video chat solutions, whatever it may be, and just create lists, and you'll be shocked on how much revenue you can generate from doing that simple thing. The other thing that you can end up doing to do generate wealth creation as well is drop shipping. Other people already have products. If you're good at marketing them and selling them on Amazon or Shopify. Let other people deal with the drop shipping and the inventory, and you can make a cut for each transaction that you drive.
Yep. And I think before you get there, I think some people, they're like, oh, but what if I don't have any money? How do I get started? So I think the key thing first is, A, before you have any skills, you build the right habits. You eat healthy, you go to sleep at the right time, you know, you train and all that, right? And you're continually getting better by learning. Now, what happens is you start to pick up this digital marketing skill. Maybe you're listening to marketing school, but you pick up this digital marketing skill and you start to work for someone. And then you realize at a certain point, you're like, oh, you know what? I can, especially if I'm doing, I don't know, a service that's really in demand, it's scalable. Maybe I can do like paid media for someone else. I start to do contract work, right? And then I'm making a little more money. Or you can work for someone, save some money, and then you can start your drop shipping thing, or you can start your affiliate thing. Because what happens in the beginning is you need some runway to get going. And then from there, you can take that runway, build it into drop shipping affiliate, and then you can build that into maybe a SaaS product, or build like a, you no longer need to do drop shipping anymore. You can carry inventory for your e-commerce thing. You get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then, by the way, it's okay. If you want to stop at drop shipping, you want to stop at that level, that's totally fine. But if you want to continue to climb up, you at least know that you have a path forward. There's a lot of options in front of you. You can build SaaS, you can build marketplaces, you can just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, the other thing too is, look, when you're trying to climb this ladder, most people are looking to get there from really quickly. And whatever you're trying to do to make a quick buck, what goes up really fast also falls down really fast too. So try to take the longer term approach that's much more sustainable.
Cool. So that is it for today. And before we go, go to marketingschool.io/school to learn about the education program that Neil and I are putting together. Get on the wait list, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.